When I called Verizon for support for my Fios service issues, I was told they were sorry for my disability. But that's not what I needed. I needed some help getting the internet and TV back. I'll talk about it in this episode of the I Can't See You podcast.
From Studio C, welcome to the I Can't See You podcast with David. He can't see, but he's got a lot to say and a face for radio.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 80 of the I Can't See You podcast. My name is David, at David Benj on all the socials, and I'd like you to chime in if you could. I've been reading a few things about how some podcasts are doing video along with the audio, and I know a lot of them do it, but a lot of them also say, as you see here, and things like that. It kind of annoys me because, A, I'm listening as a podcast, I'm not watching on YouTube. But it's been recommended by more than one person that I, besides posting the podcast to YouTube as an audio only, to shoot video. And as it says in the beginning, I've got a face for radio. So let me know what you think. Would you like to be watching me right now? And by the way, I've actually started standing while doing the podcast. It just seems better for me. I like standing in general. So that is why I've tried that. I tried it last week partially, and this week I'm standing by in front of my computer in my little 5 foot by a little less than 5 foot Studio C, which of course is the studio from about 4 feet down, from above 4 feet up to the ceiling. It is a closet. And I'm looking at, I'm looking at some Old Bay hot sauce, and Liz was able to find more. And it's kind of funny because she didn't buy one or two, she bought a dozen. So if you haven't tried that and you see it in the market, give it a try. I really like it. And I get 5 servings out of each bottle. It's, I think, a 12-ounce bottle. I can't read the bottle, and I just know I use about 60 grams. And I know you're measuring liquid with scale, not how it's done, but that's how I know how much I have. You know, and again, that's with blind folks, there's always a way around. Hey, I need to know how much I'm putting on something or how much I'm using. That's the easiest way for me. You know, I know that I like, for example, in my iced tea, 120 grams of lemon juice. You know, if I'm a little short, it's okay. But if I only have 90, I need to add some more lemon. And again, it's not, lemon juice weighs different from water, but it doesn't matter at that point. I just need to know, this is how much lemon juice I like. I can't see to put it in a measuring cup. So I just squeeze it into the cup that I'm going to have my iced tea. Now, again, my iced tea container is, 59 ounces. As I've mentioned before, I put about 32 ounces of actual tea in, no sugar. And then the rest has ice. And, you know, I drink that, you know, all afternoon and into the night, and then I eat the ice at the end. So it's just another way of round, you know, figuring out what I need to know. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, and I'll get to it in a second. And it has to do with another rant against Verizon. And if I sound a little tired, which so far I don't actually, I was up with Verizon doing tech support via Twitter for about 5 hours last night. And again, I'll get to that in a second. Getting back to the YouTube, I'm wearing a blind blogger T-shirt that Max gave me at PodFest. And, you know, I've been thinking about doing merch, and I don't know how many people would actually want an I Can't See You and I Can't See You T-shirt. I mean, I certainly do. And I know there's a few. Dan, maybe you want one, and I'll send you one once I actually do it. Don't worry. Alex, same thing. But what do you think about that? Anything of interest? Let me know. 646-926-6350. Also, please chime in on the YouTube. Do you want to actually watch me on YouTube for a whole podcast, stand in front of a camera and kind of sway back and forth? Right now, my arms are folded. You know, maybe I could get Roy Samuelson to do some audio description of what I'm actually doing if there is any other blind folks watching. And check out that interview with Roy. I think about him every time I turn on the TV, and there's long stretches of silence on the TV, and I have to ask Liz or Jane or whoever I'm watching TV with, well, hey, what's happening now? I just hear something going on, but what is it? And on that end, we've actually started watching Ozark. I have a feeling we're going to get through everything that Netflix has to offer before new TV shows are available, since the lockdown has stopped production of just about everything. So let me know about the YouTube, about the t-shirts and merch. I'd also like a baseball hat with my logo on it, too, so we'll see. But the one thing that I noticed when I was putting Max's shirt on today, the Blind Blogger, and you can check Max out at theblindblogger.net, the quality of the t-shirt is nice. And as I was putting it on, I thought, you know, if I get t-shirts, I want to have something that is of this quality compared to some of the others that I've gotten at other trade shows and things like that, where it's very thin and it's just, they're just not comfortable. I just don't like wearing them. And this one, I wear, this is in the weekly rotation, especially now during the lockdown, where, you know, I actually wear t-shirts with things printed on it. Most of the time in the summer, I'll either wear a polo or a, you know, a plain black t-shirt without anything written on it, until, of course, I get the I Can't See You t-shirts. So let me know what you think about that. And to get into today's episode, yesterday afternoon, we had a problem with Verizon, and we weren't sure it was Verizon. We weren't sure it was just an outage generally. It started when I got a Facebook message from my friend David Bennett, of the I Needed This podcast. And I'll put a link to his show in the show notes, as well as to Max. I met David, again, right before PodFest. He had organized some Zoom meetups so that we could get to know each other, not just he and I, but everybody who was going down for the first time before we actually got there. And it really helped ease my concerns about going by myself without having somebody go with me. And it was probably the thing that got me over the hump to say, hey, I'm going to go. But, you know, he had Facebook messaged me yesterday. And when I tried to respond, I couldn't pull up the message. And then I went to and that was on my mobile, my iPhone. When I went to Facebook to try and pull it up, Facebook wasn't loading. And then it slowly came on, and then it went away, and I still couldn't get to the message. So as time went on, you know, Liz said something to me. She wasn't able to get on Yahoo. Jane, who was working and was worried because she had a call coming up, you know, a Zoom call, that she was afraid she wasn't going to be able to get on. But some things worked, and that was what was weird. Some sites worked, some sites did not. So that's why I thought maybe it's a Facebook thing, because Instagram was down as well. And so I kind of let it go. And we went to pick up Jacob last night from work, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to put it on. I'm going to shut off the Wi-Fi, and I'm going to put it on, you know, so just to use cellular data. We have plenty of it, thanks to AT&T strong-arming us into taking 30 gigs per month instead of the 15 that we had and charging us an extra $10 each month. You know, on a terrible month, maybe when I was traveling and Jacob was at work a lot and Jane was going to work every day, you know, maybe we would get close to that 15 gigs. Very rarely did we get close to 15 gigs. Occasionally over the past couple of years, we went over, but it was usually an extenuating circumstance. You know, maybe Jacob was with a friend, you know, away from home where there was no Wi-Fi. Maybe Jane was, you know, at Firefly, which we were supposed to be at this year, which would have been this past weekend. You know, so it just, you know, we went over some of those months. And again, over the course of the 8 or 10 years that we've been on AT&T, we've probably gone over less than 5 times. And so to strong arm us into taking the extra $10 kind of irritated me, because, you know, we just don't need it. So now at the beginning of every month, especially now with the lockdown and everybody other than Jacob being home most of the time, you know, we're using very little data. I think last month we used five gigs. And a lot of that was Jacob when he was at work on break and stuff like that, or while he was waiting for us to pick him up or something like that. So we have plenty of data. So I jumped to the data so I could get everything. Even our phone lines weren't working correctly, our landline phone lines. I tried to call Verizon. It would get halfway through the intro to the support, and then it would just disconnect you. I would try to call back. It would just ring and ring and ring. We have two lines in our house. We have one that comes into the office, which is primarily for digital graphics and other business. I use it for NFB stuff when I'm calling about Newsline, NFB Newsline. And then we have our home phone, neither of which we probably need our business line more than we need the home line. The only reason we keep the home line is because it is tied into our condo. So if somebody comes to the front door, let's say, and has a package for us, they will pick up the phone in the outer lobby and either ask to be buzzed in or say, hey, I have a package here that needs to be signed for. And then I, you know, go down the hall and do it. Otherwise, if a friend comes over, you know, they just text me and they say, hey, I'm here. And, you know, I'll go down and greet them. So, you know, to have the landline, it's horrible to have that line. But when I tried to call from one number to the other, I tried to call from the office to our home number and it would ring. And then Liz picked it up in the other room, but it kept ringing on my end. And I could hear her saying hello, not on the phone, you know, just because my door was open. But it was still ringing on my end, like she hadn't even picked it up. It was just weird. And later in the evening, we tried to, when, you know, there's a couple of ways we can access Netflix. One of them is right through the cable company, you know, channel 838 on our Fios is Netflix. So I punched in 838 so we could watch another episode of Ozark, and it wouldn't load. So then we tried on the Apple TV and nothing there would load. And so, you know, that kind of messed that up. And Jane and I have been rewatching Rizzoli and Isles once Liz goes to bed, again, because we've got really nothing on the DVR. And Jane and I always loved Rizzoli and Isles, so we've been watching that. Couldn't get to Hulu, so we couldn't watch that. So, you know, so I tried to call again. And at some point, right around dinner time, I tweeted to Verizon because I couldn't get to Verizon.net to chat there. So I thought I put out a tweet figuring somebody from support would answer and then I would, you know, get moving with fixing what the story is. Nobody responded. Well, when we picked up Jacob last night from work and I had switched on the cellular data and got back home and logged into Twitter on my phone, it then all of a sudden sent. So it hadn't, the tweet hadn't even posted yet. So within a couple of minutes, somebody from Verizon Wireless, and I don't have Verizon Wireless, I have Fios and we use AT&T for our, as I mentioned, for our mobile. So I said, you know, I appreciate that you're reaching out to me, but I don't have Verizon Wireless. I have AT&T. I'm having trouble with Fios. And so then I realized, you know what? I think I had contacted Verizon support through Twitter before. So I went back, you know, looked through my messages on my phone, my direct messages, you know, in Twitter. And sure enough, I had. So I reached out to them. And that's when it started. That was around 11:45 last night. I spent the next over 5 hours either going back and forth with direct messaging or then chatting with people from their support team. Now, the chat that I finally did at the very end that finished everything off was with one guy. It was the same guy the whole way through. His name was Jordan. I doubt that's really what his name was, but he said it was Jordan, and that's what I'm going to call him. He was very helpful and very friendly and polite and everything else. And he boiled down that it was, you know, a problem. They'd have to have somebody come out. Before I got to that, though, it was like pulling teeth. When you go back and forth with direct messaging on Twitter with Verizon, 1 minute the initials are ABC, the next minute it's DEF, and then maybe back to ABC. So some of the things become repetitive. And I finally got one person with this, I kept getting the same, you know, reply from the same person, not the same reply, but, you know, the same person was replying. So that person knew, A, that I was visually impaired, and I, you know, they were asking me questions about stuff, and I said, you know, I'm sorry, I can't see that because, you know, I'm legally blind. And she said, oh, or he said, I don't know if it was a girl or a guy, I'm sorry for your disability. I said, you know, that's very kind, but that's not what I'm looking for here. I'm looking to get back online. My daughter works at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. She has calls with clients. And I didn't know for sure if she had calls with clients. I knew she had calls. And when I say calls, most calls are over Zoom. So I wasn't sure they were going to work. I said, I need the service up and running by 9. And so we're troubleshooting everything. And the person is telling me, you know, do this and try that. You know, I unplugged the router probably 3 or 4 times. I, you know, did a few other things. But the fact that, the thing that annoyed me, and I kept saying, you know, would the router affect the telephone? And they said, oh, sure, it could. Yeah, it could. Would it affect the cable? And I really didn't think it would, but they kept telling me yes. Everybody that I talked to there. And I honestly didn't believe it, but, you know, I kept going. And so for the good part of the first 2 or 3 hours until about 20 after 3 in the morning, this morning, I'm recording this on Wednesday, the 24th of June, I went back and forth with multiple folks from the Verizon social media team, on Twitter, trying to figure out what was wrong. Does this work? And then I would, you know, I'd shut down my browser and then reopen it. And then nope, still not working. I'd go to the TV and hit 838. Nope, not working there. I couldn't use the phone to call the different numbers because it was, you know, in the wee hours of the morning. I certainly wasn't going to wake Liz up for that. So we went back and forth, and I just kept thinking that she was sorry for assuming it was a girl. The person was sorry for my disability. And, you know, that just stuck with me all night long. And I don't, you know, that's nice that you're sorry, but I just want to be like everybody else. Just help me get the service back up and running. Please just help me get this service back because I have other things to do. And I don't want to spend my whole evening where I am my most productive. And for whatever reason, my least swollen in my hands and feet and knees. I'm the most comfortable from mid-evening, from let's say 9 or 10 o'clock until I go to bed. And there are some nights that I feel so good. I don't want to go to bed because I feel good. And I know when I wake up the next morning, I'm not going to feel that good. And that's what happened today when I woke up. I knew my left hand, which has been really swollen, both my pinky and ring finger and in the palm, where I can't even bend it without, you know, being in a good deal of pain. So I knew as I was sitting there on going back and forth on Twitter and then with the with the chat, I knew that, hey, I feel pretty good. Man, I would be able to get so much other stuff done if I weren't wasting my time with this. And here's why it was a waste of time. Well, I'll get to why it was a waste of time in a second. So finally, at 20 after 2, after I quote-unquote verified who I was on Verizon, so they knew that the person they were tweeting to was the same person that owned the Verizon account where all our services are, they said, okay, click this link and you can chat with someone. And, you know, with our phones, sometimes, you know, and I know a lot of you don't know what the rotor is on an iPhone, and it's something that you use that's part of VoiceOver. You kind of like turn a dial and different options appear. And, you know, one day I'll show you, Ed, I'll maybe do a video, a YouTube video where you won't see me and you'll just see my phone. And so sometimes it doesn't always work when somebody sends a link and you double tap that message, it doesn't necessarily click the link. So you have to turn the rotor to it says links or headers, depending on what's available at that point, just to get to the link so you can open it and then. So I get to that. I'm able to click the link, opens up something else, although it still said I was on Twitter. And, it says, please stand by. Someone will be right with you to help you. And I'm waiting for 5 or 10 minutes. And meanwhile, I've been holding off doing the dishes because I wanted to get this done. Usually I do the dishes, that's one of the last things I do. If I'm not really busy, I will do them earlier. If I'm working on something, sometimes I forget and I let them go. And sometimes it's a rush to get done because I want the cycle to be done by the time Liz wakes up and is going to make my oatmeal. And the cycle runs, around 75 minutes to 90 minutes. So, usually I have oatmeal most days for breakfast. So that pot is in the dishwasher. So I want that to be done so she can make, so I have breakfast. So I'm sitting there and, I'm holding off. And so by the time I figured, I can't keep holding off doing the dishes. I got to get them going. So I'm doing a couple of dishes, loading the dishwasher, I'm doing the stuff that can't go in the dishwasher, but sometimes it's after one or two items, I'm taking off the dish gloves and I'm responding to a direct message. And finally, once I started into the chat, I didn't want to lock my phone because that would disconnect me from the chat. So I'm waiting and now it's like 3:35 and it said, that customer service person isn't available right now. Please stand by while we find somebody else for you. And I said, that's fine. Please don't make me wait too much longer. I've already been waiting 10 or 15 minutes. And I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I say something else and I say something else. And meanwhile, there's no response whatsoever. So finally, by 3:50, I think, no one's coming. So I go back to Twitter on my phone and I said, is anybody going to help me or is this just not going to happen? And there's what happened with the chat, the one person says. I said, nobody ever showed up. And they're saying, oh, I'm really sorry. Everybody here is available. There's not even a queue. I said, well, nobody helped me. And I was there from about 3:25 until 3:50. The person said, "Go if you go back now, you can, they'll take you right away. I said, are you sure? Because I don't have another half an hour to waste if nobody's going to help me. And so, yes, they said, go back. And it wasn't instantaneous once I got there. It took, probably 5 minutes for it all to do whatever it had to do. And then I was helped by Jordan. And, we don't see any issues. Everything looks fine, which, of course, that's probably the mantra of my entire life. When someone else is looking at some sort of problem that we have, whether we take a car in to get looked at or there's a problem with my vision, oh, I don't see any problems. Maybe it's did you see this guy? Did you see this specialist? Maybe that guy would see something, or you should go see him and he might find something. So, we're going back and forth and I'm resetting this. And at one point, I don't remember if it was Jordan or before I went over to Jordan with the chat, they're asking me about a box called an ONT. And I don't know what that is, but I'm guessing it has to do with where all the service comes into to our apartment. It's a box and then it goes out to via cables to the router and to the phone and to the cable boxes. And I said, what is an ONT? And, I guess because I don't know what that is, I don't know, how to operate it. And so the person tells me it's the box that's in your garage or your laundry room or your basement. I said, okay, I know what you mean. I know where it is. Find the reset. And then they didn't come back to me. So I guess it wasn't Jordan. It was when I was DMing. So before I get to Jordan, the person says, do you know where the ONT is? And I said, yes, I went through this already with someone else. I said, is the reset button near the coaxial cable? Oh, you don't need to worry about the reset button. You just unplug it for 30 seconds. Now our box is in a closet. I had to take stuff out of the closet to get to it. And once I got to it, I'm feeling around for it. I can't see anything on it. So I get there and, you know, I find the what I think is the reset button, like I said. But meanwhile, all I need to do, and the plug is right out, you know, in a hall outlet, you know, near the closet. So I just needed to find that, which I knew where that was, and I unplugged it. And of course, that didn't work either. And that's when they told me to chat. So as we're going back and forth with Jordan, I said, you know, look, I need this service back up, you know, in the morning, because, you know, and I explained to her with Jane working from home, you know, she's got calls and she has been on a few calls today. I don't know if they've been with clients or not, though. And, you know, he was friendly and professional, unlike some of the folks on the DM side of things. And it was, again, the whole time I'm thinking, you know, they're sorry that I'm disabled. Just help me fix this problem. You know, never mind. And I know that one person who said that, I know then didn't have me do certain things because they tried to do it from their end because they were afraid I wouldn't know what to do or how to do it. As long as you describe something to me, as long as you say to me, we have to do this and here's how you're going to do it, I can do it. If you tell me I have to read something, okay, maybe I'm not going to do that. And, you know, that just stuck with me. So the bottom line was, once we got finished with Jordan at 5 minutes till five this morning, I had an appointment scheduled and he kept saying tomorrow, which because I hadn't gone to bed yet, I thought that meant today, Wednesday. But tomorrow meant Thursday, the 25th. And I said, okay, you know, pick your time that you want the tech to come out. Are you sure you're okay with that? I have to ask you these questions. And of course, he had a few COVID questions for me. And I said, yeah, I said, we need the service. I said, you know, I couldn't get to icantseeyou.com, among other sites. Yeah, I mean, that was at that point, that was the least of my worries. But, you know, I couldn't, you know, as I publish this podcast, you know, I have to go there and upload the show notes and anything else. So, you know, I couldn't get to that. Couldn't get to some of our other sites. My email wasn't coming through to my email client. I could get to them via webmail. And I have, as I think I've mentioned before, I probably have at least 15 emails that come in different accounts because of the different sites we manage and things like that. You know, whether they're affiliate sites or they're, you know, for digital graphics or for other things. A couple of Gmail accounts, yeah, and whatnot. So they weren't coming in. I couldn't, you know, so I couldn't email that way. And that's the easiest way for me to email as well as, you know, read what's in the email. The webmail is just not a great, thing. So, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, I have to wait until Thursday. And I kept asking all along the way, are you sure this is on my end and it's not some sort of outage? You know, I even posted on Facebook. I said, is anybody else having this issue? Some page is not loading fully and so forth and so on. And nobody really said anything. So, you know, I was thinking, okay, maybe it is us. Nobody else seems to think that there's an issue with these Verizon folks. They all think that it's, you know, it's something on my end here. So I go to sleep. Well, actually, I finish up what last couple of things in the sink that I wanted to finish before, you know, that were hand wash only. And, you know, I send Liz the text of our chat, Jordan and my chat. And I said, you know, I didn't get to all the stuff, you know, I'll do them in the morning, you know, and I didn't do a couple other things because I spent the last 5 hours doing this. So I'm so agitated and aggravated that I wasted all that time. I didn't get it accomplished. And now I'm going to bed. I'm kind of warm. And I don't like sleeping with the air conditioning on because when I wake up the next day, that's just one more thing to make me a little more achy. So I shut the air off in our bedroom and I lay down and I'm laying there. I'm laying there for like, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes at this point. Liz's alarm goes off. And I'm like, oh my God, it's that late. And she's like, yeah, what's going on? And I told her some of the story because she had, you know, she gets going. That's her time. My time is after everybody goes to sleep. Her time is before everybody wakes up. Works out well. She gets a lot of stuff done, whether she has to run errands, once things open up, and you know, she makes my oatmeal, she does some other things during the school year. She does a little bit of work. Sometimes we'll watch a little TV of the shows that we don't watch together, and so forth. So it just works out well. And so I tell her that, and then I'm laying there and I'm thinking, you know, why did I spend 5 hours doing that? I mean, part of it was I couldn't do some of the things that I wanted to do because I couldn't get to a site. I was hoping to do, you know, some keyword research and start on, you know, my new affiliate site that I'm going to start. My goal was to have it live in July. So I didn't think it would be July 1st, but, you know, it certainly won't be July 1st now, especially since the end of the month, June 30th and July 1st will be in New York because Jane's moving apartments, which now seems like that may be even a hairy issue. But I thought, why did I spend all that time on that and not give up? And then I started thinking, as I lay there trying to fall asleep, I started thinking of this study that both Liz and I participated in, and I may have mentioned it in a previous episode. There was a glaucoma study back, I don't know how many years, maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that my eye doctor at the time, his office was doing, and Liz ended up being one of the control groups. I was, you know, obviously the glaucoma group. And you had to do it on 4 successive weeks. It was the same thing 4 times. And no one had ever mentioned to me one section of the test had a time limit. And what it was matching socks. And I think about this a lot because I didn't give up. I mean, you know, finally they would come in and say, okay, you know, that you had enough time. The last week I was there, they said, you know, there's only I don't remember what the time limit was, an X number of minute time that you have to do this. So, you know, take your best guess. I said, this is my 4th time and I'm just finding that out now. I would have stopped long ago if I knew that there was a limit, but I wouldn't stop. And the way I had to match the socks, and I don't remember if the socks were similar in color, if they were all, you know, listen to me, you know, and I used to laugh at my dad because my dad was colorblind, and he would always come to me, are these black or brown? And at that point, I could still tell the difference, you know, when I was a kid. You know, now I don't even know. Well, all the socks were very dark. You know, they had, you know, browns, navy, olive, you know, black, of course. So the way to tell the difference was, you know, with the texture, the different, you know, patterns and textures in the socks. And that's how you could tell. Well, I never got great at it because, as I've also mentioned before, you know, my sense of touch is not great either. So I got close, but I wouldn't give up. And that was the thing. And that's, and I always thought that drive to not quit was from my dad. And as I spent, you know, after my dad died and I spent, you know, it was just, you know, my mom and I, and of course, Liz and Jane and Jacob, when we went out there, but, you know, speaking to my mom and seeing, you know, hearing from her doctors or from, you know, caregivers that she may have had over the last 7 years of her life since my dad died, I realized that drive was hers. And so I thought back, and we have a painting here that my mom and dad bought down in Florida and hung in their apartment in Florida that my dad didn't want to bring home. But Liz and I loved it. And my mom, I think, liked it as well. So we begged them, please don't give that one away. Because they were just giving it away. They, you know, they didn't want to hear from eBay, which was a thing at the time. I think they sold the place in, I think they sold their place in Florida. Oh, it was 97 or 98. Jane was little. And Liz actually went down with them right near the end. And that created an issue at home. Not an issue, but Jane had gotten sick like the day after she left with like 103-degree fever and whatnot. But we begged my dad, please don't get rid of this one. Please, we love this. Please bring it back. And there was another one, but, you know, he said, no, I'm not. One. So we had it shipped up here. And then, of course, in the shipping, it got a little messed up. And we took it someplace to have it fixed. And they fixed it. And after it was fixed, we're like, oh, we can put this here. And my dad's like, what do you mean? We're going to put it in our living room. I'm like, what do you mean? You didn't even want it. So, you know, and that's how my dad was. When he was doing something, when he was done with it, he was like, I'm done with it, just get rid of it. And he was done with getting rid of the stuff in the apartment. He didn't want to know, hey, this person could have this and this person could have that. Just get rid of it. If you want it, you come right now and take it. If you can't come right now and take it, I'm going to give it to somebody who's here right this minute. Whereas, you know, my mom was like, no, let's keep trying and let's keep going. And I always thought it was funny because, again, I thought my dad was the one that, not to say that he would give up easily, but when he was done with something, that was it. And, you know, especially near the end with my mom, I remember someone saying to me, and I think it was somebody who came in and checked on her, a hospice nurse, that she said to me, if it took her 3 hours to dress herself, she would take those 3 hours to do it without asking for help or, you know, wanting help. And I just thought, I'm like, wow, that's when I realized that, you know, that trait was my mom's, not my dad's. But while I'm sitting there on the phone and then laying there in bed thinking, oh, this was like the socks. I didn't stop with the socks. That's why I didn't stop with this. Why not just stop and go to bed and hope it's better in the morning? So I go to sleep finally, probably about 5:30 this morning. At around 10:15, I get a text from Verizon. I get a couple of texts, actually. One of them was, again, more stuff about COVID and, you know, the technician. And, you know, it seems like, you know, maybe the technician doesn't need to come out because it was an outage. So there was nothing that I could have done in this apartment or from their tech support from wherever they were. I'm guessing India. And that was the other thing with the tech support. If they're in India at 3 a.m, that's midday. That's midday in India. Are you telling me they don't put the A-team on then? Because these people were not the A-team. So I was surprised at that. And I was so mad when I heard that it was an outage on their end and not on my end. And I wasted, again, from about 11:45 last night until 5 minutes till 5 this morning, 5 hours and 10 minutes. Wasted 5 hours and 10 minutes. Could have been watching YouTube, learning some things. Could have gone to bed, which probably wouldn't have happened. Again, because I felt great. And I don't know why. I don't know why I usually feel good at that time of the night. So I don't know. And time was wasted. And I kept thinking also, you know, things happen for a reason. What is this reason? Why did I just spend all that time? I'll never get it back. So I don't know. So we'll see what happens. When Liz and Jane woke up today, well, when Liz thought Jane was, nothing was working when Liz woke up. No TV, no phone, no internet. And she thought she was going to have to take Jane over to Walden so she could use their connection. You know, Jane uses a laptop, so it would have been okay for her to do that. And she would have been able to work from there if she had to, I guess, assuming it's still on over the summer. So after Jane got up and got ready and actually sat down at her desk, everything was working. And so when I finally got out of bed and, you know, walked out front after, you know, showering and getting dressed and everything, I told Liz about, I showed her, I said, there's nothing I could have done. Everything that I did was for nothing because it was on their end, which I asked them multiple times. And so the thing that will stick with me, besides the fact that I wasted over 5 hours, was the fact that they were sorry that I was disabled, but didn't know what to do, how they could help me. And I thought, you know, if only people knew, look, I'm the same. I'm the same as you. If you're going to measure, you need a quarter cup of lemon juice, I can get a quarter cup of lemon juice too. I might have to do it twice because I might have to do it once with somebody watching so they could read to me when it's a quarter cup and then weigh how much a quarter cup of lemon juice is. And then I'll know forever that a quarter cup of lemon juice weighs X number of grams. You know, just like I do with water, room temperature water, about 930 grams is 32 ounces. Hot water and cold water differ. And I don't know what the numbers are. I just know that, you know, when I do boil my tea and I make one kind of tea for my iced tea, I like about 850 grams of water with another kind of tea, and they're both Tazo teas. With the other kind of tea, I'd like about 895 grams of water because it's a little bit stronger, so I put a little more water in. So there's a way for blind folks to do just about everything. And you just have to give us the whole picture. You have to tell us the picture. If it's something, and I thought this was funny, one of the direct messages from the social media team at Verizon was an image of what an ONT looks like. I don't know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. That picture didn't help me. Just like someone who is close, when it's a holiday or a like Father's Day, this person wished me happy Father's Day by sending me a GIF. GIF is not readable to my screen reader. VoiceOver on my iPhone. So I had to say to Liz, what does this say? I mean, I knew it was probably a happy Father's Day message. I didn't know what it said. I didn't know what it looked like. And so she read it to me and told me it looks like neon and blah, blah, blah. And this is a person who I not only have known since Liz and I have been married, but from school. I mean, she's my age. And, you know, whether she forgets, like my mom always did, that I can't see. But, you know, as Liz said, it's the thought that counts. And, okay, it is. But, you know, if you're sending me something, like what if I don't respond to it? If in the middle of the week of the middle of the summer, she sends me a gift like that, it's not a holiday, and nobody else is around. Jane is, you know, in New York at work, and she won't be this summer, but you know, what am I to respond? So, you know, the way to help any blind person or someone that can't see is just describe everything to them. That's all you have to do. Don't point at it and say it's right over there. Say the bathroom is about 20 feet to your left or wherever it is. If you have to talk somebody through something like telling where the reset button is on a router, just say it's, you know, here. It's on the back. Just look for it. You'll see it. Is what the person said to me. You'll see it right on the back of the router. I said, I can't see. Tell me where it is. I said, I feel a little dimple down right near the power cord, where the power cord goes in. Would that be it? And the person said, yes, that's it. You need a pen too. And I said, okay, the fact that you mentioned a pen has to do it. I feel it. I can go do that. And that's all. The sympathy is nice that you're wishing it to us, but, you know, it's not something we want to hear over and over and over again. We just want to be, we want to get the job done. We want to finish. I had other things to do. So that's the takeaway from that. And, you know, Verizon has done some other things. And I did one podcast episode a while back with the descriptive services and the nonsense that I went through with that. And I'll link to that one in the show notes because that one was actually more hysterical with what they had told me to do. And It was just mind numbing, you know, what they had me do, Verizon technical support. and that was on the phone. I mean, I actually heard the person say that and I had to explain to him. I said, you know, that's great, but that's not going to help me. And I'll link to that one because that I had a workaround. And as all this was going down, I was thinking, you know, I wonder if they have some sort of accessibility team. Because as I've mentioned before, to get to descriptive services, you've got to navigate through a couple of menus and so forth and so on. If you need closed captioning, that's a button right on the front. And, you know, there's been a lot of outcry this week about, you know, deaf folks and the new Twitter feature with the audio clips, you know, is it going to come with subtitles? Well, how many YouTube videos have you watched, and ads especially, where it's just music playing and maybe words are flashing up, maybe some other things. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what it's for. And I always wonder that when there's a commercial on TV, you know, and it's just music and then maybe a logo pops up. Sometimes I can see a logo or recognize a logo at the end, but sometimes there's not a big logo. So I have no, again, I have no idea what it is. Nobody's offering any kind of description for me. You know, I get it. It's frustrating. And, you know, maybe with Twitter, maybe the person talking and leaving the audio thing will also leave a little description for folks who can't hear, that they could see what it's about, hear what it's about, read what it's about. So questions, comments, if you have want to chime in, again, 646-926-6350. You could also reach out via email, icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com. I-C-A-N-T-C-U, seven letters. Sounds like a whole sentence, though. So icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com. Also, show notes will be available at icantseeyou.com/080. Again, we're into the 80s. I like the 80s a lot. Still like the music. All the music I like today sounds like stuff that came from the 80s. All that alternative stuff. I do appreciate you listening to this episode and my rant against Verizon, another one. And I hope you'll remember, if you come across someone who is blind, who needs some help, just be descriptive. Just tell them everything you could possibly need to tell them to get them to be able to do whatever it is on their own without doing it for them. You know, we want to be independent. Just describe and let us do it. Might take us longer. Definitely will take us longer. But again, I appreciate you listening. And I hope you stay safe, and I will talk to you again next week. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you for listening to the I Can't See You podcast. Follow David on Twitter. He is at David Bench.